Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along.
Ready?
Yep. Ready.
The Rabbit Listened by Corey Duerfeld? Duerfeld, I think. Oh, look, they're hugging. I might need you to help me turn the pages, okay?
Why?
Maybe not. I might not.
I want to help you turn the pages.
Okay. You ready?
Wait a second.
One day, Taylor decided...
You're reading this side?
I'm reading this side. One day, Taylor decided to build something. Something new. Something special.
I wanted to turn the page.
Oh, well, turn the page.
You didn't read this page.
Yes, I did.
I thought you were reading this page.
I started on that page and I read the other page. Something amazing. Taylor was so proud. Look, don't he look proud? But then, out of nowhere, things came crashing down. Taylor looked so sad.
Yeah, because things keep crashing down. A chicken came.
The chicken.
I don't remember that the chicken came.
The chicken was the first to notice.
I was seeing a chicken run away.
Chicken, look, chicken. Look. What a shame. I'm so sorry this happened. Let's talk about it.
This cluck, one? Cluck. You're on this side?
I'm about to be on this side now. But Taylor didn't feel like talking, so the chicken left. Look, the chicken look mad.
Yeah,
he looks angry.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Next came the bear.
Start shooting your eyes.
Grah! How horrible. I bet you feel so angry. Let's shout about it. Grah! But Taylor didn't feel like shouting. So the bear left. Look, Taylor looked nervous. Why is that bear shouting at him?
He's a grumpy bear.
He seems that way.
This way?
Yes, the elephant knew just what to do. Trumpado, I can fix this. We just need to remember exactly the way things were. But Taylor didn't feel like remembering, so the elephant also left.
He's like, I'm so jealous.
That's what you think.
Oh, a hyena, though.
Very good. That is a hyena. One by one they came. The hyena, hee-hee, let's laugh about it. The ostrich, goop, let's hide and pretend nothing happened. The kangaroo, tisk-tisk, what a mess. Let's throw it all away. And the snake. Let's go knock down someone else's.
Oh my gosh. They're all mean. But the hyena's happy.
But Taylor didn't feel like doing anything with anybody. So eventually, they all left. Until Taylor was alone. In the quiet. Taylor didn't even notice the rabbit, but it moved closer and closer until Taylor could feel its warm body.
Aww.
I know. Taylor was like, what's that?
What's that?
Together they sat in silence until Taylor said, please stay with me. The rabbit listened. The rabbit listened as Taylor talked. The rabbit listened as Taylor shouted. The rabbit listened as Taylor remembered and laughed. The rabbit listened as Taylor's plans to hide. Listened to Taylor's plans to hide. To throw everything away. To ruin things for someone else. Through it all, the rabbit never left. And when the time was right, the rabbit listened to Taylor's plan to build again. I can't wait, said Taylor.
You skip.
No, it's a page right here. It's going to be amazing.
You skip too many pages.
I told you I need your help to turn the pages. Oh, the end.
Pigeons flying around.
Those are crows, not pigeons.
Mommy?
Mm-hmm?
I want to read the book with the light. They need the light, like behind the stuff.
Sometimes hugs say more than words. Yes, you're talking about the rainforest book.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.